What the Fukushima is going on?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike,
Dustin,
on,
are you? There you are.
Hey, yeah, how you doing, Mike? Hey, Mike,
you're on the air.
I was wondering, what Joe from Tennessee doesn't seem to understand is, like, you're dealing with a machine, man, that's worldwide. Like, you're going up against something that's, like, bigger than when Kennedy was around, basically. I mean, this is a, like Theresa May said, a rules-based international order. That's it. It's a neoliberal world order, so there's more involved than just dealing with people over here, because remember, Christopher Steele was from MI5, and he was part of the dirty dossier, and this is a worldwide phenomenon going on. The same with the immigration problem that's going on all around the world. So, you know, you're dealing with a machine here, you know. And then
yeah.
On...
It's called politics.
And, yeah, but Mike, and then on the immigration thing, I have to disagree with... Dropping them off in Florida and San Francisco, they're still in the country. Like, you can't do that because if you have them on the bus, then you ship them out. Like, why would you move them around like a chessboard in your country? Because they're still in your country. They could just be moved out of San Francisco and into the rural area of California or the panhandle of Florida. So that just don't make any sense for people saying we should just dump them here or there. That's stupid. You know, that's just, they're still going to be in your country.
Yes.
You know, so it doesn't fix anything. And then, Mike, on, I think I told you this the other day, on RT, they're talking about how Malaysia wants an Asian gold-backed currency.
Yes, we talked about that
China,
the other day.
Yeah, but China wants that too. So can you, like, so you're looking at right now a, as we're speaking, like there's shift going on here. Like, I mean, this whole we're isolating ourselves to be making
yes.
America great again, protectionist or Americanism, and that they talk about that on the Duran. If you go, it's called Trade Wars. Trump builds a tariff wall, but at the end of the show, they talk about how, well, if that happens, what happens to the world's reserve currency? We're going to lose that. And we live off that. Our whole way of life is built off that model, because just like we export our garbage, just like Canada, we export our debt. People buy our debt.
Yes,
right?
They do.
I mean, so, but how would that work out then? Like, if we lose the world's reserve currency, like, we'll... our whole way of life will just shrink by like half at least. I mean, it's just no way.
Oh yeah,
way.
Well, I mean, look at how our standard of living has declined in the last two decades here. We're already not the country that we used to be. And by the way, the Malaysian proposal is for a pan-Asian gold-backed currency, not just for Malaysia itself, but for the neighboring countries as well. And they would all agree to use it. Again, it's a shot, you know, at the U.S. dollar. And by the way, the dollar is no longer the world's, you know, the reserve currency. It's now considered a part of a basket of currencies that are used for international foreign exchange. But its preeminence within that basket is very much in decline. And you're absolutely right. If the rest of the world drops the dollar, that's going to be a major body check against the U.S. economy, because the United States became very dependent on that Bretton Woods agreement to keep the money just flowing into the country without having to really give much of anything back for it, except, you know, maybe ink and paper.
Yeah, that's what gave us, like, the ability to print money out of thin air. Like, we have 10 aircraft carriers, 800 military bases around the world, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. If we all have to pay for it ourselves, like, in this country, there's not enough tax revenue, like, to pay the debt.
No, there
and
isn't.
All these other, oh my, I mean, we would be, it would take us decades to get back to where we actually were you know? And I'm not talking about World War II era. I'm talking about, you know, because we would just decline too much. That's why I think it's too late. That's why I keep saying everybody calls me negative. It's too late because it's just, unfortunately, globalism with all the supply chains linking around the world, it's like, I think it's too late. I don't know. I could be wrong, you know, but like, I just don't know. I just can't see us like losing that reserve status and keeping our lifestyle as we know it now.
Yeah, but again, you know, look at how our lifestyle has already declined. And I'm not just talking about individuals. Look at what's going on in all these cities with all the homelessness and the trash and everything. It's because they don't have the money to clean it up. This is an empire very much in decline right now. And it's because our manufacturing, we don't make anything people want to buy. Nobody wants our agriculture, which is going to be in short supply this autumn anyway because of the floods. We're in serious, serious trouble here. And all our government can think of doing is starting wars on other countries because they can't think of anything else. And they're hoping that if they can get into a really big war, we, the American people, will forget who got us into this mess. And we'll go along with the chants about those gosh darn Chinese and those gosh darn Russians and those gosh darn Iranians. And yes, no sacrifice is too great to get those evil people. Not realizing that the sacrifice is to try and pick up the pieces and glue an economy back together.
And I'm like, right, I got the last thing I got to say, speaking of Russians. If you go, everybody go on YouTube, on RT, and on the uploads, it's about four or five in. It's Russia's anti-ballistic final test. I never seen anything like this, Mike. You have to watch it on break or when you have time. It's a real quick video. It's amazing.
Okay.
I never seen anything that fast before.
Could you email me the URL?
Okay, it's like I said, it's on RT Uploads. It's just the fourth video in on YouTube.
Okay, but it would help me if you could send the URL.
Okay.
So thank you for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So getting on back here, article came out of Investment Watch blog, time for conservatives to get ruthless fighting for free speech. And it's basically going on about how liberals are leading the charge for more censorship because they've basically lost the battle of ideas. The American people don't like their ideas because they understand who would be asked to pay for the liberal utopia. And so they want to ban our ideas so that people can't hear about an alternative. So, and we have all these large media, social media companies like YouTube and Google and FaceTime, that their executives are all heavy liberals, and they're perfectly okay with this idea. We can censor conservative voices because we serve a higher purpose. Forget about the First Amendment, forget about fairness, and forget about honesty and ethics and morality. We serve the God of liberalism, and that makes everything that we do okay. So liberals love censorship. They really, really do. Okay, a little bit of good news. There is that pro-life movie. It's called Unplanned. And it won the K-Love Fan Award. It beat four other movies to take the prize at the K-Love 2019 Fan Awards at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's kind of ironic because earlier this year, K-Love prohibited advertising for the movie, claiming the film was too political and that the station avoids promoting R-rated movies. The network did an about face, however, after there was a serious public outcry. Now, Rachel Maddow, who's in terminal decline, and I guess all the corporate media is, apparently CNN's ratings dropped by double digits last month. Rachel Maddow is out there saying that there needs to be an abortion underground railroad to defy the pro-life laws. And she's trying to compare having abortions to freeing slaves. That's a pretty desperate reach out there. And Nikki Haley, of course, has gone on the warpath against the idea that being pro-life is anti-woman. And she says it's not real feminism. And being pro-life is not anti-women because roughly half of those fetuses are women in the making. Okay, story out of InfoWars. America's blue cities have become cesspools of filth and disease. And they're talking about piles of garbage, the homeless epidemic, the rats, the feces in the street, the drug needles. And it's all these Democrat-run major cities. And as I said, the reason they can't clean it up, they don't have the money. Liberalism only works until you run out of money, and they've run out of money. And having been to so many of these cities in the past and looking at photos of them as they are today, it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking to see these once beautiful cities that were icons of America to the rest of the world, but not anymore. The rest of the world is now looking at what's going on in these cities and saying, yes, the United States is clearly a nation in decline, headed for collapse. Okay, Dr. Drew Pinsky, he's a longtime Los Angeles resident, radio personality, basically was on a recent episode of The Ingram Angle and says Los Angeles is collapsing into third world health status. And the filth of progressivism has become undeniable. And he says it's headed for a complete breakdown. There's rampant illegal immigration, homelessness, rodent infestation, infectious diseases. These are just a few of the many serious problems afflicting today's Los Angeles. And in the eyes of Dr. Pinsky, the California Mecca is now in many ways worse off than many third world countries because of it all. Pinsky stated, we have a complete breakdown of the basic needs of civilization in Los Angeles. What a heartbreak here. Apparently, the Los Angeles Police Department cops are so angry over the filthy conditions at their downtown station, some are planning to revolt. Okay. Homelessness has jumped 12% in Los Angeles County and 16% in the city itself over the last year. This is the number of people living on the streets, living in their vehicles, or living in shelters. Anyway. Okay. Pardon me. Article from Natural News. Talking about a study that was published back in 2006 by the Journal of National Cancer Institute, reported that 61% of women who were treated with chemotherapy for breast cancer were hospitalized in the year following for a variety of reasons. The researchers found that in the year following the women's initial diagnosis, the women on chemotherapy were much more likely to be hospitalized or go to the emergency room for any cause. Only 42% of the women not being treated with chemo went to the ER or were hospitalized, compared to 61% of the chemo patients. Most of the hospitalizations were for fever and infections or for low blood cell counts and dehydration. Basically, they're saying that conventional cancer treatments can be as dangerous as the disease itself. And I got to watch my mother succumb to cancer treatment. And to this day, I'm not sure she died of the cancer so much as the cancer treatment, because they hit her with both chemotherapy and radiation. And it just tore her up. Absolutely. A more recent study conducted by the Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University in New York found that chemotherapy often increases the aggressiveness of cancer cells, causing tumors to spread throughout the body. But hey, it makes money. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? The cancer industry Okay. Now, last year, Chinese researcher He Jiankui shocked the scientific community. He had artificially conceived genetically manipulated identical twin girls who were supposed to be resistant to HIV. And it drew criticism from the science community, questions about the ethics. The Chinese government got involved. And now there's a new study that confirms these identical twins have a significantly shorter life expectancy because of the genes that this doctor tampered with. There's an oopsie. I can imagine that the vaccine industry and the medical industrial complex are getting frustrated at the growth of the anti-vaccine movement, and they're trying very hard to continue to force their products on you with all these laws and all these states about how your child has to have 41 shots before they can go to school, and now they want to have adult vaccines. And a big part of it is how many vaccines there are, how many shots you have to have, and that you have to have a booster shot down the road. So now they're changing their marketing technique, and they're coming on out with this idea that they're developing a super vaccine that will be all the immunizations in one shot that will last for your entire life. Going to cost a lot of money, but really, wouldn't it be better to just have the one shot and write us out a big check than have to come back to the clinic for this jab and that jab and that jab and so forth and so on? Personally, given how much they've botched up with the existing vaccines, I don't think so. And don't forget, the reason this may not be true is that, just to take influenza, for example, new strains of influenza are always evolving that require a new flu vaccine. So already we know there are going to be some additional shots down the road at regular periodic intervals. Now, this next story shows how the medical industrial complex is trying to consolidate its market share, if you will, or dominate the market. There is a new lawsuit by the Center for Inquiry that alleges Walmart is committing wide-scale consumer fraud and endangering the health of its customers through its sale and marketing of fake medicine. Now, what they mean by fake medicine is homeopathic medicines. The lawsuit was filed in the District of Columbia last month. CFI is also involved in a similar lawsuit against CVS that's been going on since June of 2018. Walmart sells homeopathics right alongside real medicines in the same sections of the store under the same signs. So this guy who's behind all of this is CFI's Vice President General Counsel, Nicholas Little. And I wonder how many pharmaceutical stocks from the big pharmaceutical corporations are in his portfolio. So there are a lot of people who trust the homeopathic products a lot more than the conventional medications. And for good reason. I mean, if you watch those glitzy, expensive commercials on TV where they're touting the latest thing, you know, Humitra or whatever it is, and there's always that voice at the end talking very, very fast about how dangerous this drug is, that's going to scare off people who listen to that. You don't get those warnings on homeopathic products. You really don't. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it strikes me that I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do watch some. And boy, there certainly are a lot more commercials than there were when I was a kid. And I've noticed there's this one medication, and I can't remember the name of it, which shows you how effective the commercials are. But it seems to be being prescribed for a lot of things like psoriasis and a bunch of other illnesses, all of which have to do with the immune system. And just to throw a wild theory out there, I'm wondering if all these people who have things like psoriasis are vaccine damaged. And the pharmaceutical corporations, rather than saying, ooh, gee, we damaged you, we're sorry, they just come up with another medication to treat the symptoms of the vaccine damage. And I hate to be such a cynic in my old age, but these are very cynical times where bad, dangerous, unsafe products are being sold to us. Anyway. Now, apparently Fox News finally, and it's only been 5 years, Fox News finally came on out talking about the situation in Fukushima, Japan, and describing it as completely out of control. and saying that the radiation levels at Fukushima were now at unimaginable levels. Now, I remember when that first happened, and there was this story that came on out from the Japanese media with this incredible high number for the radiation count. And then 24 hours later, it had been chopped down to something that wasn't as scary. And they said, one of our scientists made a mistake with a calculator. And I never really bought that one because I've worked with radiation meters before. You don't need a calculator. You just turn on the radiation meter, you read the number, and there you are. So what a mess they've made of this planet. Okay, article coming on out from Natural News again. And it says that tech giants are now pushing anti-knowledge to try and keep humanity dumbed down and trapped in a mental prison. And far from helping people access knowledge and facts, search engines like Google are now pushing anti-knowledge. They're pushing feelings and agendas, which is why, frankly, you should be using DuckDuckGo. And the tech giants are systematically deplatforming all channels and sources of real human knowledge, awakening, and truth. For the topics that really matter, the only information that's allowed to be found on Google, Wikipedia, iPhone apps, YouTube, or Twitter is the anti-knowledge or false facts that basically protect corporate profitability and the political class. And that's issues of science, medicine, vaccines. I mean, look how hard they're still pushing for human-caused global warming, even as we've had yet another record-setting winter in a row. Anyway. Apparently, Italian scientists did a study and discovered that the performance of students who used Twitter drops by up to 40%. Now, I don't think it has to do with melting the brains or anything, but especially with that enforced brevity, it is responsible for a drop in the quality of a public discourse. And researchers found that Twitter use among students correlated with a drop in test results of between 25 and 40%. So parents, you might want to limit your kids' time on Twitter. Experts say the drop was most noticeable among higher achieving students and that the use of social networking sites had impaired their performance. So basically the finding is confirming social media is not the best place for a well-informed discussion. And of course, that was the great promise of the internet. On the day when the ARPANET became the internet, everybody said, this is going to be wonderful. Instantaneous communication, the sharing of ideas. We had Usenet, where people could post articles of any length on any subject. And it was just an incredible rush of freedom. And even back then, you could just see people in the government saying, uh-oh, this could be a problem. Because the internet was never intended to be available to the general public. Not a lot of people realize this. When the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency set up the ARPANET, it was supposed to be confined to military establishments, government offices, and those university departments that were working on weapons contracts. But what started happening as people left those universities, they took connections with them. Anyway, I'll give you the rest of the story after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I've just been informed that Julie had to take off unexpectedly. So if you still want to make a credit card or debit card donation to RBN, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And that'll put you right into the control room and they'll get you taken care of. Okay, so we're talking about the origins of the internet and how it just dynamically changed the flow of information in our society. When DARPA first created the DARPANET, it was not for public consumption. But as scientists who were involved in these university programs left to join the private sector, they would basically arrange to take along an internet connection. It was just too good to leave behind. And so it reached a point in the 70s where the government was getting very, very nervous about this growing, uncensorable, because that's the way it was designed to be, means of peer-to-peer communication. So when they came around with the funding to the operators of the so-called backbone machines, they said there are going to be some new rules. And that is that private citizens are not allowed to access this. And to their credit, the companies running the backbone machines said, you can keep your check. We'll pay for it from now on. That was the day the ARPANET became the internet and it broke free into the public. And again, it was just this amazing, wonderful system with email and Usenet, FTP, remote login. And even back then, the government was getting very nervous. People can mass communicate with other people, and we can't control it. And there was one attempt, the Communications Decency Act. That was about a quarter of a century ago. And they tried to sell that one to the American people by flooding Usenet with all of this porn. Now, if you understood Usenet, Usenet had dedicated areas for that kind of traffic. It was called the alt hierarchy, as in alternative. But these posters were posting pornography into cooking sites and refinishing furniture sites. And the people in those categories kept saying, look, this doesn't belong here. You need to go over to the alt hierarchy. And the people posting the porn would say, I have a First Amendment right to put this porn anywhere I want. So some experts started tracking back on the IP addresses where all the porn was coming from and discovered it was coming from military servers. So they went into Congress with this Communications Decency Act, and Senator Exon had his Exon Amendment, which was highlighted by a blue binder, which contained, you know, the same pictures that were being poured onto Usenet. And the bill was passed. The Exon Amendment was voted down. And like a switch, the porn flood stopped, demonstrating it had been a psyop. So now Usenet is no longer with us, unfortunately, because there were too many copyright violations. But while it was around, it was a wonderful way to share your favorite photos. I mean, this is all in the days before, you know, Facebook and the modern incarnations. But you need to understand, back then, it was all peer-to-peer. There was no central filtering authority. There was no place where you could put down a machine and start censoring it. It was designed that way in order to survive a nuclear attack. And what we have seen come on since the 1980s is the rise of the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitter, which in fact centralize all the communication in a way that can be censored and filtered. And that's the reason they are supported so much by the government, and they don't want, you know, uncontrollable peer-to-peer communication. All right, there is a new scam out, and it's a phishing campaign. It pretends to be from the Office 365 team warning you that your email account cancellation has been approved and that all of your email would be deleted unless you cancel the request within the hour. And, of course, when you click on the cancel button, you open up your machine to an attack. Microsoft has issued another warning to patch the wormable Blue Keep flaw. This is the second warning for users of older Windows releases to patch their systems to block potential attackers from abusing the critical remote desktop services remote code execution vulnerability dubbed Blue Keep. And of course, remote execution desktop is a security weakness in and of itself. And as of right now, they have not seen this vulnerability incorporated into malware, but nobody wants to bet it's going to stay that way. I think we mentioned this last week. I think we mentioned this on Friday when we were talking about Claire. But apparently there is a cyber defense summit to be held this October, and the keynote speaker is going to be former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she of the unsecured private email server in her home. Boy, she's got to be desperate for audiences here. The amount of snow blanketing the Sierra Nevada is even larger than the 2017 snowpack that pulled the state out of a five-year drought. As of last Thursday, the snowpack measured 202% of average after a barrage of storms throughout winter and spring, according to the Department of Water Resources. So they're going to have plenty of water, but it's just another reminder. We got a lot of snow this last winter. And by the way, we are hearing from down in Australia that winter has come early there, and that they're getting snow much earlier in the season than would normally be the case. Over in Indonesia, the Agung volcano has started erupting. It's the aviation color code was raised to red, which means stay away, because you don't want to fly an aircraft through all of that fine glass pumice, which is what volcanic ash is. And apparently there's been a new eruption near the summit of Mount Etna in Italy. And two new eruptive fissures have opened early May 30th on the northern and southeastern sides of the new southeast crater, producing modest Strombolian activity and small lava flows. Now, a lot of people are getting very, very nervous about Italy because it's been revealed that yet another supervolcano lurks deep underneath what would be considered the toe of the Italian boot. Oh, okay. Apparently, over in Kentucky, emergency crews are responding to a possible explosive. There's a video up at whatreallyhappened.com where they're basically sending in the little robot to see if they can determine what's going on. They're saying the vehicle has all the appropriate markings to be there, including warnings that it's got explosives on board. But for some reason, the police and the FBI got very suspicious, and they're taking a look at it. Apparently, the U.S. Senate is going to vote on Senator Paul's balanced budget plan. I'm predicting this one will go down in flames. Congress doesn't want to balance the budget. If the budget's balanced, it means less money for their pork barrel projects into their own districts with which to buy votes. Okay. Apple's new computer is out. It's their new Mac Pro. It's a $5,000 machine. And it's got a very spacey looking casing that people are already poking fun at because it looks like a giant cheese grater. And so people are out there saying, make Apple great again. For those of you who are iTunes fans, apparently Apple has decided iTunes is about to go away. And instead of this integrated media center, they're going to have three dedicated isolated apps, one specifically for music, one specifically for videos, one specifically for podcasts. Obviously, the App Store will still be there. But apparently, the business model of selling music over iTunes didn't turn out to be the huge flood of cash everybody thought it was going to be. Well, this day and age, people just don't have it. People just don't have the money. So, liberals have come up with a new way to fight human-caused global warming. They want everybody to use pogo sticks. No, they're being serious. It's eco-friendly. It's emission-free. Yeah, pogo sticks. At my age, are you kidding? All righty. Over in Alabama, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring chemical castration of convicted child molesters. Yes, 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 I'm in agreement. Little update here on Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, who's Trump's former campaign manager, he's serving a federal prison sentence. It's being reported he's going to be transferred to the Rikers Island jail complex in New York City, where he's most likely going to be held in isolation while facing state fraud charges. I think if he were just not connected to Trump, I don't think they would put him in isolation. He doesn't need to be in isolation. But apparently Manafort, it's like that earlier caller said, you've got these people who are close to the president and look what they're doing. Paul Manafort was convicted last year on federal bank fraud, tax, and conspiracy charges in two related cases. He's serving a 7.5-year federal prison sentence in Pennsylvania. And the Manhattan District Attorney obtained an indictment of Mr. Manafort on state mortgage fraud charges in an effort to ensure he will still face prison if Trump pardoned him for his federal crimes. Man, oh man, oh man. Okay, Carnival Cruise Lines has been hit with a $20 million fine after it was caught once again dumping trash into the ocean. Now, those cruise ships, they're wonderful places, but they're built on a budget, and sometimes they just don't have room for all the trash. And I know that because when I was in my magic career phase, I did a summer on the Mississippi Queen, which was a steamboat that went out of New Orleans up to Vicksburg and back once a week. And sometimes dealing with the trash did get to be a problem because we couldn't just throw it in the Mississippi River, although it was very obvious looking out the porthole that a lot of other people were. But we had to just jam it in corners until we got back to our dock. And after the passengers got off and weren't there to see it, we'd just all be lugging it out and putting it in the bins there. But yeah, $20 million fine. That is pretty bad here. Okay. A government watchdog says the FBI has access to about 640 million photographs, including from driver's licenses, passports, and mugshots that could be searched using facial recognition technology. Well, boy, I have changed a lot since my driver's license and passport were taken. And I've never had a mugshot. But it shows how this technology is just spinning out of control. And it's very intrusive. And my concern is, so far, I haven't seen facial recognition technology that is 100% accurate. We're always hearing about these stories about false positives, about people who miss their plane flights because the facial recognition said, oh, they're this person. So 640 million photographs in a nation with a population of only 300 million. It's like the law of the hammer. You give a small child a hammer, everything they encounter needs pounding. If you give the government computer technology, everything they encounter needs to be computerized. False on both counts. Some things don't need computers. And we don't need computers until the technology is robust and mature and guaranteed to work, which it is not right now. Okay. Over in Korea, one of the special envoys to the U.S., Kim Hyok Choi, was not executed as the media widely claimed. And North Korea's top nuclear negotiator, Kim Yong Choi, who the media widely reported was sent to a labor camp, was pictured attending a musical with Kim Jong-un. So it's more fake news. I mean, we're being flooded. I mean, the fake news has hit tsunami stage. I'm not surprised CNN's ratings have dropped by double digits. Who would even bother to watch that anymore? For the commercials? We are the most lied to people on the face of this earth. We really, really are. Okay, we were talking before about how students who are on Twitter too much were seeing their academic scores decline. And here's another article that asks if parents are spending too much time on their devices. And it can be a problem. According to a new study by Common Sense, teens are more likely to say that their parents spend too much time on their devices than the other way around. Now, that's counterintuitive. I would tend to think that parents are going to say, put down that iPhone, that iPad, go outside and play. But apparently it's the other way around, where it's the kids who are saying the parents are spending too much time on their devices. And, you know, I'll be honest, Claire and I, we love our iPhones and our iPads. And, you know, we're constantly having to say, let's put these down for the rest of the day and watch some really terrible TV reruns of programs we have already seen 20 times before. So apparently in this new report, about half the teens surveyed think their parents spend too much time on the devices. Back in 2016, only about 30% of teens said that. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And I want to start out by saying thank you to everybody who called in during the show to make a donation. I don't know the exact number, but I'm told that it was significant. And that's every bit helps. It really does. So, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know that John Stadmiller is going to thank you, and all of RBN is going to thank you, because we're We're hanging on by our fingernails out here. Okay, so a lot of news is just coming on in here. Apparently, congressional Republicans, in fact, are looking at finding a way to block President Trump's Mexican tariffs. Apparently, Russian tariffs are good, Chinese tariffs are good, Mexican tariffs are not good. And let me just get this out of the way. Okay. But it almost seems like the separation of the three branches of government is getting very, very blurred. And each is intruding very much onto the other. And we need to go back to the original book and say, who has the authority to declare a tariff? Is it Congress? And if not, then Congress has got nothing to say about it. But we're seeing Congress more and more try to go to the court system to interfere with Donald Trump. They're paralyzing him. And with him, they're paralyzing our entire country. And that's perhaps one of the most frustrating things about being an observer of current events. Everybody's talking. Everybody's shouting words at each other. Everybody's screaming about how we want Trump in a prison cell with Bubba and the rest of it. But our nation continues to decline, and nothing is being done about it. And I don't know about you, I'm getting sick and tired of the talk. Talk, 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 talk. We know they're going to start the talks with Mexico about the tariffs tomorrow at the White House. And I'm not expecting anything to be accomplished. They've been talking about the border wall for ages. That's not being accomplished. I still want to find out what happened there back in the 1990s when Congress passed a bill to fund 700 miles of wall, of which only 30 was built. And I want to know who gave the order to stop and where that money went. But this country is clearly in trouble. It is clearly in trouble. And it seems like those who would be in a position to do something about it, they're disinterested. They're off dealing with their own agendas and, you know, their donors and their supporters. So you can't let a ship sail without somebody's hand on that helm. Doesn't work that way. Okay, I've just been told that Mark Anderson will be filling in for John today. So here's the end of our show. There's the music. Stay tuned for Mark. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Thanks again to everybody who donated. You did make a difference, and we really do appreciate it greatly. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8888.